This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, coming to you from our studios here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers, where the Old Trailblazer broadcast goes out every day, Monday through Friday. And I want to give you this information. You can hear this broadcast. Also, our church services, Bible school, and worship hour, you can pick them up on our website there at radiomissions.org, and you can pick them up there and on your audio. And then we also on another website, sermonaudio.com, you can hear us there, and also the Voice of Truth broadcast. So if you'd like more information, I'll try to have those numbers in front of me on our next broadcast and give them all to you. And we're bringing you a series of studies now on the revelation of Jesus Christ, on that great book of Revelation. And we were looking in our last study there about the church at Smyrna. We had come down to Smyrna, and there in all of those things that the Lord said to the church at Smyrna, he never said anything about any encouragement about because of their persecution. No, he didn't do that. Instead of holding out hope, he told them to get ready to die. You know what I do? I tell my folks here in my auditorium, my congregation, don't get ready to live. The world is getting ready to live. But you and I, we need to get ready to die because Christ's coming back one of these days. Oh, you say, I've heard that. But one day he will. He says, I will come. And the Apostle John said, come quickly, Lord. So we came down now to the ninth verse there. The Lord said, I know thy works. Speaking to the church there at Smyrna. I know thy works. I know thy tribulation. I know thy poverty. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not. They are but only the synagogue of Satan. There are three words here which reveal the true condition of that church. One is tribulation. Another is poverty. And the third is blasphemy of the Jews. This word tribulation reveals the pressure of persecution that these believers lived under. Everywhere they turned, lies were told on them. They were misrepresented. Their jobs were taken away. Their property confiscated until they were reduced to poverty. That word poverty does not mean poor in spirit, but it indicates actual beggary, bodily want. They were literally reduced to starvation. They were so boycotted by the pagan unbelievers and unsaved religionists until they actually begged for a living. Yes, they lost their social position. They lost their opportunities of trading and living in an honest way. And then Christ says, I know the cause of all of this. It was caused by the blasphemy of those which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. I want you to notice the contrast here. The synagogue of Satan and the church of Smyrna. There were the wealthy, social, worldly, praised, unsaved religionists that had plenty, lacked nothing, lived in their heyday. Christ said, I see them. I know them. That's the synagogue of Satan. Then he looked over there and saw that group of born-again believers reduced to poverty, begging for a living, living in caves and mountainsides and dens and driven from pillar to post, having no place to lay their heads. He said to them, I know. My children, I've been there. I was driven by that same crowd. I was hunted like a beast of prey. They hounded me from my birth to the grave. They peddled every lie on me they could. They said I was an imposter. They told it everywhere that I was a wine bibber and a drunkard. And they failed not to tell that I was a gluttonous man. Everywhere I turned, the Lord says, they threw it up to me that I was a child of a harlot. And because I said to them that I am the Son of God, they arrested me, tried me, condemned me to death, crucified me. But I am alive now and came forth from the grave. You look to me. You folks there at Smyrna, you look to me. I understand every move that you make. My eye's up on you. And I want to tell you that you are rich. Listen now. Four little words. Four little words, just like diamonds. But thou art rich. Thou art wealthy. I know the world despises you. I know the world looks down on you. I know that they hate you. I see you starving to death, but I am in the midst of you. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes, he became poor, that he may through his, that ye through his poverty might become rich. He would say, in essence, my dear children, one day I was made to cry. The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. I surrendered my position in heaven, gave up all my glory, came into this world, owning nothing. I had nothing. I was reduced to poverty and want as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. So I opened not my mouth, but as your substitute, I went to the cross and paid the sacrifice for your sin. I went to the grave and rose again victorious that you, my child, my children, through my poverty might become rich. Now thou art rich. My friend, my listener friend, did you ever take your Bible and study and meditate upon and just literally enter into the wealth of the born-again believer in Christ until all earthly things paled into insignificance and you were taken up with Christ and Him alone? All the riches and wealth that the believer finds and possesses is found in Christ, our crucified, buried, and risen Lord. Now, I know that we live in a day, you and I live in a day, in this 21st century, where wealth, things, property, material things, stocks and bonds, 401ks, IRAs, nest eggs, whatever, that's what folks dwell on. That's what folks holler about and scream about and talk about. Talk about their income, property, and all of those things. And I know individuals who have money stashed away that claim to be saved, and yet folks are going out into eternity because they hear not the gospel. I asked you if you'd like to be a missionary at heart. Would you help us here with this broadcast? Now, I know that there are some, very few good broadcasters left on the radio. I know that. I hear one once in a while. The biggest majority that I hear are money hunters. Like the old man said, you just follow the money. Evangelists, women evangelists, flying a $10 million airplane and begging for money. Have a 30-minute broadcast and spend 20 minutes of it begging for money to fly that $10 million airplane or that $6 million home that they live in and all of those things. And then they show you the picture of those starving children over there in Africa or somewhere in order to make you feel sad. And you send them that money, my friend, and they don't send it to those people. No, sir. You better be careful where you send that money. But listen, I asked you again. Do you ever just think about how rich you are in Christ? You may not know where the next meal is coming from, my friend. I remember the story of Brother John Warburton, one of the old saints of God. He had a hard life. He was always in debt, never had a nickel, never had a penny back there in the 1500s. And I've read his story where he didn't have a thing in the world for his family to eat. And he would walk in the woods and pray and cry and come home and there'd be two fishes laying on his steps. That's right. The Lord supplied it. And then George Mueller. Have you ever read the story of Mr. George Mueller? He was there in England. He was known for his orphanages. He had orphanages in England. And I read his story, his life story. On one occasion, he had a bunch of children sitting at their breakfast table, and they had not one thing in the cupboard. Not one thing. And as he was praying, giving thanks to the Lord for the night's rest and praying for the Lord to supply, he heard the milk truck drive up, or the wagon, milk wagon, back up to the gate. And about that time, a bread wagon come along, had bread and milk. Now, my friend, he was a great man. He was a great man of faith. He never made one public appeal for money in his life. Now, you get his story and read it, Mr. George Mueller of England, and then these so-called evangelists on TV and on the radio wear a $1,000 suit and a $450 pair of shoes and every hair in place and the handkerchief matching their socks and their socks matching their tie and stomp up on the television and beg you for money. And you sit down and send that Yahoo a check? My friend, no, you just throwing your money away. Send it where the gospel is going out. Every penny, every nickel, we don't have any administrative cost that goes into this work. No, we don't have a staff of dozens of people who have to be paid a high salary. We have volunteers who come in here and work for almost for nothing. Some of them work for nothing. And we don't have any condos in the mountains, and we don't have any long, slick buses to go anywhere. No, we don't do those things. We just get out the gospel. I had a letter from a man not long ago, heard the Trailblazer, and he got upset. Something got a crossways in his craw. And he said, "You old fool, you ought to preach the gospel and quit taking those folks' money. You ought to just preach John 3:16. Well, I wrote him back, and I said, "Mister, I do preach John 3:16. I also preach John 3:17 and 18 and 19. You go read them." And I said, "Now, as far as taking this church's money, these people's money, the old Trailblazer does not draw one penny of salary from this ministry as a pastor here, as a Trailblazer, as the administrative leader, as the head of this work. Not one penny that you send here goes to the Trailblazer or to the pastor. The Lord supplied my needs many years ago with income property that he gave me when I was working in the secular world. And he gave me sense enough to invest the money in a piece of property. And that property now is paying for the old Trailblazer." Yes, sir. Ain't that a blessing? Isn't that a blessing? Oh, I have folks come along once in a while and give me $20, put it in my coat pocket after church. I just thank the Lord for it. Most of the time I put it in the offering plate the next time I serve it, but that's okay too. And I heard a preacher here say that in his years, folks handed him $300,000 to $400,000 and wasn't none of Uncle Sam's business. But my friend, I don't do that. No, sir. We are rich in Christ, not in ourselves. If we have a roof over our head, if it's nothing but a palmetto shack, many of you don't know what that is. You write me, I'll tell you what it is. But that's what we covered our barns and sheds with when I was a child. Go out in the woods and cut palmettos and put them on there for keep the rain out. But if you have a palmetto shed, you ought to be thankful. The Bible says give thanks in all things. I know I've gotten away from my subject, but we'll pick it up there in our next time. And I just ask you to stay with me day in and day out. And I have many, many studies on tape and CD. If you write me, I'll send you a catalog, Soon Coming of Christ, the RSV Bible. We have a study there on the errors of the RSV Bible and the Soon Coming of Our Blessed Lord, the work of the Holy Spirit. All of those studies are on CD. You write me, I'll quote you a price on them, and I wish you would. And then tell me, "Pastor, I want to help you with this broadcast." Folks send me $5 a month. Help me with the broadcast. They put that on the Trailblazer. We do that. That's where it goes. Goes in the treasury for the Trailblazer. And getting out the gospel. Maybe you have a lost loved one up there somewhere in West Virginia or Virginia or Kentucky or Nebraska somewhere, and the message might go home to their heart. And I wish you would. I asked you to pray for me. Pray for the old Trailblazer. Remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. And our email address is pastor@radiomissions.org. You can write us or email us. Tune in there. You can pick up the old Trailblazer on sermonaudio.com on your internet. Or now you can pick up our Sunday broadcast on radiomissions.org if you go there and listen. Until next time, may the Lord's richest blessings rest upon you. Goodbye and God bless you.
This month, Radio Missions is offering a new flash drive containing the original old Trailblazer broadcasts as presented by Pastor L.R. Shelton in the early days of the ministry. These flash drives contain over 100 historic messages with sound effects. Each flash drive is $15 postpaid. For information, call the church office at 225-664-8658. That's 225-664-8658.